producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This story kind of scared me. We have a woman who suffocated while dancing at an overcrowded concert in India. From what we're being told, there were so many people. There were like 10,000 people crammed into that nightclub that she couldn't breathe. And nobody probably even noticed her fight for air. Can't hear anything, obviously, so you can't say I can't breathe. People are always like that, you know? I'll be at a comedy club. Somebody says something funny, I'm like, I can't breathe. That was so funny, I can't breathe. Yeah, and you guys do that when you listen to my show. So many of you guys, right? People think you're asphyxiating, and it's not. No, just the show's funny. No? No, that never happens with my show. All right, well, good. I don't want you guys to lose air laughing. It'd be nice if you laughed once in a while. But this is a very, very sad case. Apparently, she was at a concert of American DJ Skill Rex in Gurgaon. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And Angel Arora was attending the concert. More than 10,000 people were crammed into the place. It was it's supposed to be an open-air venue. And this was one of the last concerts of the DJ's first Indian tour. The organizers were expecting only 5,000. Her father now has lodged a complaint with the organizers, claiming five times the number of people expected had turned up. Other reports have suggested that there were actually 15,000 people that went with free passes that were given out that night. Police believe that overcrowding may have led to the death of the student. She was a fashion design student, and they are waiting to study the footage before they could rule out foul play. India's excise department has also lodged proceedings against organizers of clockwork events, as it has been reported that alcohol was allegedly served to underage guests. Oh, that's a no-no. Assistant Police Commissioner Ramesh Paul accused the company of not managing the crowds properly. He said the event was not well managed. The organizers have said they expected a crowd of 5,000, but nearly 10,000 people turned up for the concert. Anchal had no disease or illness. She was last seen dancing. We have asked the team to get CCTV and video recording from the venue to ensure that there was no foul play. Unfortunately, of course, the body has been brought to the family there, or the body will be after the post-mortem exam. And they said the family has refused to pursue the case. She apparently died on the way to the hospital. And Dr. Deepak Mathur conducted the post-mortem examination and said suffocation appeared to be the most likely cause of death. They are looking at the stomach. I think they found that the stomach was empty, so they don't think that there was any other cause or drugs, etc. But I could believe it. Okay? I mean, I remember my concert going days. I got to be honest with you, okay? I don't like going to concerts. Where you have to stand the whole time, somebody vomits on your shoe. Everybody's really stinky and sweaty and they're all like mashed up against you. You're being, assaulted a lot of times. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hit that. Sorry, I didn't mean to touch that. Didn't mean to touch that. And you have no idea if they're sincere about it or not. You're just stuck. Okay. You know, if you have to leave, right, because there's a fire or there's, you know, some terrorist occurrence, there's really nowhere to go. Okay, you know, you're going to get trampled on. You can't even hear the music because you're deaf because everything is so loud. And I don't like going to concerts. I like going to shows. I like where you get to sit down. Maybe it's because I'm older now. But the last concert I went to was Glee. Glee was good in terms of they did a good job, but I couldn't hear any of the music because we were sitting by the speaker, and I couldn't even discern any of it. And, you know, we had some earplugs, but it was kind of miserable. And it's a shame. It shouldn't have been that way, especially for the amount of money that we spent. And, yeah, I like Glee. So, for those of you with kids and, you know, nieces and nephews that, you know, and you guys yourselves, I know it's all about the whole rave and the whole, you know, aura and the whole, process, but it's some dangerous stuff. And to think that your kids suffocated because they had no room to breathe. Now, another thing that's just kind of very intriguing to me about entertainment is you have concerts of DJs. Very interesting. I haven't been to a DJ concert, and I really enjoy good DJ. I have to admit, you know, you have a DJ handling the music and mixing it up right, and sometimes making their own music. It's some pretty cool stuff. But I find it fascinating that some of these DJs are more popular than the actual your traditional rock bands and stars, etc. And so this person must be really good. I don't know who Skillrex is, and I apologize because maybe I'm old and I need to, like, you know, get more in touch with what's going on with the DJs, because we got a lot of DJs now coming in and performing, you know, in Vegas, and they're awesome. I mean, these guys are awesome. And there seems to be so many now, and to draw that kind of a crowd, it's pretty commendable. But you think if there's going to be a DJ, it's because you want to dance. And so you want to kind of dance all night to the DJ's mix. And how do you do that when the venue, has twice as many people there than they should? So, you know, if you're going to a DJ party, DJ concert, you think, okay, well, you want room to dance. But I guess it doesn't happen. You just kind of stand there and, you know, jump up and down a lot. So, I mean, good for the DJs for being able to now, you know, make their place and a well-deserved place in the music industry. But it's a shame that, you know, somebody had to die. But, you know, people die at concerts a lot more frequently than we think. You know, this kind of unfortunately reminds me of that incident where there was a nightclub, and I guess there was only, I think, one exit, and there was a fire. And the fire broke through the nightclub because there were some pyrotechnics that went off. And I forgot how many people died, but I think it happened about a year or two ago. And so I get very, very nervous in large crowds, and not because I'm claustrophobic. It's just because, you know, the odds of somebody with their lighter, right? You know, everybody holding a lighter. Thank God now they hold up a cell phone. But 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you guys may really like this story, okay? Some of us get kidney stones. I've had a kidney stone. I had a uric acid kidney stone. Very, very painful. A lot of you guys have kidney stones. And we're finding out that if you have sex 3 to 4 times a week, it can help cause spontaneous passage of the kidney stone. And I know some of you guys are like, okay, wait a second, hold the phone. First, how am I supposed to get sex 3-4 times a week? Yeah, I know. I thought that too. I was like, I'm going to have to step it up about 1,000 times more than I currently do. And then the other thing, too, also is, I mean, you know, missionary position, I don't really see how I'm dislodging anything, let alone a kidney stone. But anyway, let's just go through the article and we'll figure this out. Okay, so They say a new recent study conducted by researchers from the clinic. I gotta tell you, man, I can see kidney stones form while I'm lying there doing nothing. But to actually make them dissipate, please. All right, researchers from the Clinic of Ankara Training and Research Hospital in Ankara, Turkey, suggest that having sex at least 3 to 4 times per week could help with the spontaneous passage of kidney stones. Researchers from the hospital's Department of Urology split 75 participants into 3 groups. One that was asked to have sex at least 3 or 4 times per week. Easier said than done. A second that was administered tamsulosin. Talk about that in a second. And a third that received the standard medical treatment for kidney stones. Basically, we use tamsulosin. It's a drug we use for people with benign prostatic hyperplasia, big prostates. It helps improve flow urination. Okay? So they say here, 2 weeks after the start of the study, researchers found that 26 of the 31 participants from the sexually active group were able to pass their kidney stones. On the other hand, only 10 of the 21 participants taking the tamsulosin group and 8 of the 23 participants that basically did the standard medical treatment successfully passed their stones. The average stone expelled by participants measured at least 4.7 millimeters. So that's about a half a centimeter or half a pencil eraser size. They say, somebody is texting me. I think it's my husband. No. Okay, sounds good. Okay. He's like, I'm ready. Can I finish my show, please? Let me just finish my show. Okay. I don't know why. I'm not that good at it. Anyway, okay. So, they say a similar study published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine compared the effects of taking the drug compared to placebo, and they found that, you know, it may be effective for small kidney stones. You really shouldn't go to that for the bigger kidney stones. 87% of patients taking that are, okay, so they basically go through the story, but right now, kidney stones affect about 1 million Americans a year. And we've talked about kidney stones. Very painful. Depending on the type of kidney stone you make, calcium, citrate, uric acid, combinations of the two. These things, when they form, they basically form in your renal calyces, okay? All right, you guys all know where that is? All right, so you got the blood going through your body, and the blood has to go into the kidneys to be filtered, okay? The kidneys sometimes do a damn good job filtering. And when they do this good job filtering, it knows to not put stuff back in the blood that shouldn't be. So if you have too much uric acid or too much calcium or whatever, it's going to keep it. And then let the blood go on. Like, thank you, I got this blood, you just move on. And the blood moves on, the blood's all happy. Then the kidneys take what's not supposed to be in the blood and turns it into urine. Okay, makes the urine, and then it's supposed to flow down the urine. Well, some of these deposits, or some of these metals, or elements, or ions, or whatever, they start to coagulate, coalesce, and they start to form stones. When you have stasis, okay, and things don't move that well, like, for example, let's say you don't drink a lot of water. I used to never drink water. I lived in Vegas. I just never got thirsty. Maybe I'd have a plum that day, and I got my fluids from that. Well, I got a rip-roaring kidney stone. And so one thing we tell people to do is drink plenty of water so you have plenty of flow. If you have plenty of water, you can dissolve things before they start to supersaturate and start to coalesce and make stones. And so you don't have enough fluid. And you're not really making urine and things are sitting a little bit longer. You have time for things to coalesce and make stones, and your kidneys can do that. And again, the kidneys also don't want anything going back into the bloodstream. So of course, it's going to sequester it, keep it isolated, and then if it can't dump it out, it's going to sit there and turn into a stone. And then these things decide to pass. The kidneys figure out a way to dump it, or you go on a roller coaster, or even having sex. And it'll pass. And when it passes, it scrapes and it pulls. It's like screeching your fingers on a chalkboard. And it's a blood-curdling experience. I thought I was going to die. And I've been in labor and I've had a kidney stone. The kidney stone was way worse than labor. That's how bad it was. And why? Because you have smooth muscle. And the smooth muscle is not used to a big, cryptic, chalky rock that it has to pass. It's used to pee-pee. It knows what to do with pee-pee. So, so why the sex? Why is it? Well, maybe it's because it allows things to move. Okay, now, bigger stones, all right, I'm a little nervous about bigger stones. A lot of times you need lithotripsy, or sometimes they'll put in a stent, so they'll widen the ureter, so the stone could pass, and then the stone gets into the bladder, and it just has to, a lot of times stones will dissolve in the bladder, by the way, because now they're around a bunch of urine, and the urine can dissolve a lot of these stones, okay, because there's a lot more liquid. You don't have urine sitting up there in the kidneys for a long period of time. You have urine in the bladder. So sometimes stones just have to make it down to the bladder and then they'll dissolve. All right? Sound like a plan? So, sex and kidney stones. So, like, if you suffer from kidney stones, you know, you may want to tell your, you know, spouse, look, you know, we got to, you know, do the hibbity-dibbity. Now, she may say, wait, what? And you know, she may say, no, because you're going to now dislodge a stone. That, by the way, was the other thing. 20-some years ago, I was told, don't go on any roller coasters because I'm going to dislodge some of the kidney stones that are sitting there. So I didn't go on roller coasters for years. And then finally I had a scan and they go, no, we don't see any more stones. So they must have passed or something. Then I'm like, okay, now I could go on a roller coaster. So on one end, you almost don't want to dislodge it. But, you know, so what do we do for kidney stones? Okay, well, if you have calcium-rich stones, I mean, if you take in a lot of calcium, for example, like, you know, calcium carbonate, like a lot of you guys pop in a lot of Rolaids and Tums, that could cause kidney stones. Some of the substances and vitamin C can do it as well. If you have a parathyroid issue, hyperparathyroidism, you're going to be leaching calcium from the bones. Calcium is going to circulate the blood, get caught and absorbed by the kidneys and turned into stones that way. So, you know, we want to know what kind of stone you have. I had a uric acid stone. Uric acid stone is in people that are more prone to develop gout. Now, I don't have gout, thank God. I have family members that have had gout, but we have high uric acid in the family. So, for me, the uric acid made a very, it's supposed to be a very beautiful stone. I never got to see it. But, you know, I'm, it's hard to look down there and find it, you know, especially when you're writhing in pain and, you know, asking for morphine, which they gave me and it wasn't enough. This was horrible. It's the most horrible thing I ever endured. But, you know, mine was uric acid stone. So there's various types of stones they could figure out either by taking the stone or having you urinate into a 24-hour container that you collect for 24 hours. You see what the highest chemical component is, and we figure out that's probably what you're making in terms of stone. Indirectly, we deduce. And we deduce that that's probably what's going on. And then there's certain medications we could give you. For me, for the uric acid, they gave me allopurinol. And they put me on allopurinol to, my mom was like, don't be taking any medicine. Don't. It's going to hurt you. And I'm like, but I have high uric acid. I don't want to get gout like grandpa did. You know, you're not going to get gout. Just stop eating meat. Stop eating meat. So, anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of meat, I guess somebody ordered a sandwich. It looked like it was at Subway, and it was a very, gosh, I think it had, like, pepperoni in it, and it had lettuce and tomato, and I'm looking at a picture of it. There was a rat in there. An Oregon man ordered a sandwich at Subway in Lincoln City. And he got a nice little extra. Oh, it was a teriyaki chicken sandwich. And he spotted the dead mouse on his buddy's sub and took a picture. Now, his buddy's sub had pepperoni, looks like lettuce, spinach, cheese. And it's smaller than the salami. It's probably salami. And it really is. It's a dead mouse. He took a picture. And he has a couple, you know, choice words on there. And then he complained to franchise management. And I don't know. I think they threw it out. But I don't know if he got a free sub. I don't know if he got a refund. Look, I'm into protein, but not that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to apologize. I don't know if you guys hear the stickiness. I ate a pear yesterday, and I guess the pear was very juicy and drippy, and I didn't realize that it dried and it's sticky, so now my shoes are all sticky, so I'm trying to clean this up while I'm on air, because I feel like you guys could hear the ground all sticky, and I don't want my wiggly chair all sticky. Speaking of which, winter. is supposed to be a very, very interesting season this year, okay? A lot of us are still dealing with the heat where we live. And some of you guys are starting to feel more of the fall, and I'm envious because I just cannot wait. I love fall and winter. But they say we're going to have an earlier spring. And scientists are saying that the winter is going to end 3 weeks sooner over the next century. I've been noticing fall and winter are coming later and lasting longer. That's what I'm noticing. But they say the shift is caused by climate change, and it's going to wreak havoc on the ecosystem, especially with this three-week shift. They say it's going to be particularly obvious in the Pacific Northwest and the mountainous regions in the western U.S. All right? They say animals that depend on spring plants, all right? Well, wait a second. If winter's going to end 3 weeks sooner, then won't these animals be able to eat earlier? I would think it's a good thing for them. The University of Wisconsin-Madison applied something known as the Extended Spring Indices to predict the dates of leaf and flower emergence based on day length. These general models capture the season's changes and of many plant species using historical dates on when first leaves appear in different areas. And the results show particular rapid shifts in plant phenology in the Pacific Northwest, the mountainous regions of the U.S., and they found smaller shifts in southern areas where spring already arrives early. They say spring, which is defined by quote-unquote leaf out, the day that leaves first appear and first bloom when flowers appear, is going to happen 21 days earlier by the year 2100. Now, a lot of us are like, okay, well, let me set my calendar. All right, if you guys are alive, then great. Hope you see it. All right. My guess is we're going to see this a little bit sooner. They say our projections show that winter will be shorter, which sounds great for those of us in Wisconsin. However, some of these migration animals, like birds, etc., they time their migration based on day length in their winter range. I don't understand that. I don't understand how my animals understand that. My animals know the time of day. They know exactly when it's 6 in the morning, when it's 7 in the morning, and they can't read a clock. You know, I have an internal clock. I roughly know the time of day, with the exception of waking up and me being asleep. I know roughly to the minute what the time is. I don't understand how I have that. I don't really have any other real strengths, honestly, you know, or gifts, yet I know the time. I could sit there in class and go, it's about 10:25, so I better start packing up my stuff. And I'd look at the clock and I was right. And how? I don't know how I knew that, but I guess I have like an internal clock. I do have a biological clock, and boy, is that ticking, but that's neither here nor there. But apparently animals, I guess they have their own little sense of things. There's also in immune systems. There's a variety of things, I guess, that is going to be affected by this three-week shift. It's not going to happen for a while. If it does happen, it happens slowly. I have to, though, say, I think abruptly we've seen changes, and I don't think it's man-made. Bernie Sanders was talking about that in the Democratic presidential debate, talking about how it's our fault, you know, that we have climate change. I really don't think we have that kind of control over the weather. Yep, I think we should be going more green. Yeah, I think we shouldn't be burning fossil fuels as much as we are. I like the idea of protecting our environment, but I don't think this is controllable by us. I mean, these droughts that I'm seeing in the desert, you fly over, you know, the southwestern United States, and it is drier than dry. And, I mean, you don't really see a lot of cities in the area of all the desert. And I just don't think you or I is causing this. But I am really nervous because it looks like the Southwest is supposed to dry up, and it looks like the East Coast is supposed to go underwater. And that's a shift I really don't like at all. But that's just my particular opinion. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting study. They think eating out can make you deaf. Huh. All right. Leading otolaryngologists, ear, nose, and throat doctors warn that dining in cities' noisy restaurants can lead to hearing loss. Dr. Darius Cohan, director of otology and neurotology at Lenox Hill Hospital. I know you would think, I did my ENT rotation at UCLA. You would think I would know what neurotology is. All right, well, it's basically the mix of the nerves and your otology. That's the nerves. I know what it is. Okay. You know, the nerves conducted the hearing. Okay, I just haven't seen that word and had to say it on air in a long time. Leave me alone. Dr. Darius Cohen, director of this otology, neurotology that we all know about at Lenox Hill Hospital and its affiliate Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital. And they say it's not just the clubby scene restaurants like Tao or Catch that are loud. They say doctors anything over than 85 decibels, which is a noise equivalent to a car or motorcycle passing 30 feet away, can do real damage over time. I am so going deaf. It's not even funny. Using an iPhone app, he recorded consistent 90 decibel readings at three of the city's hottest new restaurants. Apparently, there's a place called Clock Tower, Santina, and Lupulo. And I guess even older places aren't immune, like Lexington Avenue's Set Miso and Gotham Bar and Grill on East 12th Street. I haven't been to any of these. I mean, you know, maybe I'll go to like a diner, right? I don't really, you know, go to the fancy places in Manhattan because I already can't afford being in Manhattan when I'm there. So, just, you know, watch for what happens when you eat out and, you know, watch your, noise level. All right? Easy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We thought that prescriptions for narcotics were going down, and we would see some good results with that. We haven't yet. In fact, we're hearing that opioid misuse and deaths are increasing. They say the proportion of people reporting the use of these opioids for reasons other than medical necessity fell, so we see less quote-unquote abuse. But we are still seeing more overdose deaths. According to lead author Beth Hahn from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, in Rockville, Maryland, the results underscore the importance of addressing the prescription opioid crisis. They say high-intensity opioid use increased during a time of increased prescribing of these drugs during the 2000s. Researchers used survey data from 472,000 people who reported their non-medical use and use disorders related to opioids between 2003 and 2012, as well as national vital statistics on cause of death. And they found that the non-medical use of opioids, which is basically not using it for a prescription, but using it for funsies, all right, that went down. But the number of people using opioids use for more than 200 days increased. So, I mean, what's going on? Are people saying, look, you know what, I have a medical condition, and they're getting it, you know, more legally, you know, for a medical condition, and that's why you see less doing it just for fun, even though they could be still doing it for fun. I noticed that a lot of doctors are prescribing less. I still prescribe the same amount I always have because I've never prescribed a lot. So I don't want to say my prescriptions have gone down because, I mean, in fact, you could possibly say my number of prescriptions might have gone up because now that there's so many doctors not doing it, I'm getting more patients asking for them. But the numbers I write per patient are still the same. After a prescription or two, I'm like, look, if you're still in chronic pain for your knee or for your back or for your shoulder, let's get the orthopedic involved to help you with more direct pain control of that. They say the fraction of opioid users with a use disorder also increased. And, I mean, we still have a lot more work to do. A lot more work to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Lamar Odom, NBA veteran player for the Lakers, we are being told is still fighting for his life, and they have actually found drugs found in his system. They also think that Lamar Odom might have suffered from a stroke. He's at Sunrise Hospital, where I live, great hospital in Las Vegas. And apparently we are being told by a source that drugs were found in his system. And the doctors are currently treating the situation as a quote-unquote overdose. Now, Lamar does remain unconscious and on a ventilator, but he is still alive. They say it appears he suffered from loss of oxygen, but also a possible stroke and ischemic stroke. So we talked about ischemic stroke versus hemorrhagic stroke. Hemorrhagic stroke is where there's a bleed in the brain. Ischemic stroke is where there's a lack of blood supply that goes to the brain. All right. They believe there may be brain damage. Not sure how much. They say virtually every drug imaginable was found in his system. One insider says he was doing crack cocaine all weekend, and this is coming from E! Online, and he choked on his mucus. They are now having to fix all the damage that was done. They say they do not believe it's a suicide attempt, and they are treating it as if it was an overdose and an accidental one. Now, he was Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband. He was discovered unconscious at 3:30 p.m. yesterday at the Bunny Love Ranch brothel, and was rushed to a local hospital before being transferred. Kris Jenner was spotted outside Sunrise Hospital early this morning. Khloe still remains with Lamar. Another source says that she's completely inconsolable and heartbroken. It's a very, very scary time. Got a lot of his former teammates turning to social media, showing support and sending prayers. But there's been a lot of discussion of Viagra, herbal Viagra. And they were saying that he was taking a lot of herbal Viagra for this weekend at the brothel. Now, these herbal Viagras sometimes don't contain Viagra. In fact, more times than not, they have other types of quote-unquote contaminants, which are things that really aren't Viagra, but they're other things mixed in that either the manufacturer claims helps or adjuncts what they say the main ingredient is. And so this herbal Viagra isn't really regulated. So it could have horny goat weed, ginseng, ginkgo, yohimbe, salt palmetto, maca. I'm sorry, earlier I thought it said mace. It doesn't. Maca. I'm not sure what this stuff does. And you really don't have any clinical trials saying that this stuff works. And so people will take it, and maybe there's a placebo effect, or maybe some of these herbs may increase blood flow. But we think it's very, very dangerous. And herbal Viagras, unfortunately, can cause abnormally low blood pressure, all right, because you get these blood pressure drops, and it could restrict blood flow to vital organs. They say there's also evidence to suggest that some preparations could be toxic if taken in larger doses. So now, if you, on top of that, add, I guess he was also drinking cognac, they say, alcohol, and now if he also has other drugs in the system, this could have really augmented any symbiotic response or synergic response of these drugs, and unfortunately cause him to not get blood flow to the brain. Low blood pressure, not getting enough blood flow to the brain, could also lead to stroke. So it's a very, very scary time for somebody, and it's a real, real shame because, you know, not being able to continue his, you know, basketball career, not being able to continue his marriage with the Kardashian, he's been through some troubled time. And so, we are recommending, absolutely stay away from any quote unquote herb Viagra or herbal. We don't know what's in them, and it's not regulated. It's a real shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting email I want to read. I get a lot of emails from people, but sometimes it's really nice when I get a younger email. All right, Chase writes, "Hi, doctor. I'm 18 years old and started college this year." Good. Don't be taking herbal Viagra. It's bad for you. Don't do it. He writes, my mother has listened to your show for years, and now I listen. I can't decide what to major in, and originally thought I would want to be a doctor, but now I'm scared, since there is no job that appeals to me. My parents do not know, but I'm only going to college because they tell me to. I don't like it very much and not sure what it's supposed to accomplish. All right, so good for you for writing me. I think that's great. And might I commend you on your choice of radio shows? Okay, I'm very, very glad you listened. Thank you. Okay, good job. Good boy. But oh baby, I, you know what? You are like so many out there that just don't know what you like. And I'm wondering if it's because we as adults did this to you. Okay. When you were younger, right, and you were given, I guess, a backyard or a neighborhood to play in. Okay. There was a tree. There was a rock. There was a puddle. There was a stick, okay? You would, on your own, have to decide what to play with. Maybe you brought a ball out there. There were some other kids out there, etc. And you would have to design your own play. You would have to figure out what made you tick, what you like to do. And then once you figured that out, you did it. You either made a treehouse, you either climbed a tree, you either played a ball, you either did ding-dong ditch, you did poop bombs, you vandalized, whatever. You figured out what made you tick. Your parents would see that, see what you liked and see what you got in trouble for, and go, okay, wait a second. You look like you could possibly be really good at X, Y, and Z. So then they would offer suggestions. Then you kind of get that idea in your head going, maybe I will be good at something. Maybe I will be good at that. You know, maybe, you know, getting in trouble in school or getting in trouble by the neighbors isn't all that bad because it shows a predilection towards me being a firefighter or a cop or a doctor, etc. My running over to a kid with a boo-boo and sniffing the Band-Aids before I put it on their boo-boo and then kissing their boo-boo with the Band-Aid to make it better. My parents knew right away I wanted to be in healthcare. All right, they saw that. Now, kids, unfortunately, and I'm sorry to call you a kid, Chase, but it's different in that ever since you were younger, you didn't have to design your own play. You didn't have to use a lot of imagination. We did that for you. We gave you video games. We gave you TV shows. We gave you all these toys. And so you never had a chance to develop what you like or what made you tick. And a lot of the youth identity is what they do on Facebook or on, Assassin's Creed or some of these, you know, Call of Duty video games. And so you aren't the one in the neighborhood that's the, you know, do-gooder or the tall one or the, you never made an identity. So it's no shock that right now you're in college and you really don't know what makes you tick. How the hell are you supposed to know what you like if you really haven't been exposed to firefighters and police? And you know how kids used to play with fire trucks? Kids don't do that anymore. They don't play with fire trucks or police cars or watch cop shows or anything like that. They don't do that. So how do they know? So I don't blame you. I commend your parents for telling you to just still go to school so at least you get a degree. But you need to start now exploring. And you need to do non-computerized way of exploring. If you want to know what it's like to be a doctor, ask if you could shadow a doctor. If you want to know what it's like to be a lawyer, maybe hang out in some courtrooms. Talk to some attorneys. But you're going to have to do non-video game, non-TV, non-social media research. And it may take years for you to find yourself and find what you like. But it's not your fault. That's just what this generation, unfortunately, has to deal with. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.